We are joined here in the media center with the number one top fuel qualifier, Leah Pritchett. During the Friday night session, she reset the national laps time record of 3.640 at a speed of 330.63. This is her sixth number one qualifier of the season and seventh of her career. Leah, kind of talk about your Cinderella season.
It's been, we came out of the gate super hot at the beginning of the season, and we're hot on cold tracks, and Brainerd is the epitome of Throwdown Central, so that's what we did last night. But today was really about getting ready for Sunday, for tomorrow. Obviously, our national record blessed us with a green hat and, extra points of that nature. But Q4 today was looking pretty good for us. We had a little bit more in it if our belt would have hung on a little bit more. So it's like we threw down last night, and today was, just about race day, and tomorrow is going to be as close to this as possible. So there's no points, there's no trophies, there's no anything for the national record except preparing for the cool tracks and the countdown.
Speaking of points and national records and all of that comes with it, next week's Indy, where is your mind at this weekend to help get you not distracted, if that makes sense?
There's quite a bit of things going on. I test factory stock for Mopar in Detroit right after this, and then California and back. So right now I'm focused on race day for tomorrow. As soon as that's over, then I'll be able to get our schedules together. But if it wasn't for our partners to be able to give us the opportunity to race, my schedule wouldn't be so packed, and I'm enjoying it. But at this very moment, tomorrow is so incredibly important. Antron and Steve, we've got to close that gap. And if we don't start doing it at this race, then, we'll have to settle for what we get in Indy. So right now is just as important as the Indy race when we go into this countdown.
Prepare for a day when you know it's not
going to
be Throwdown Central.
Well, just like in Q4, we backed up on the other side of the window, the other side of the fence, for what we would think would be for tomorrow. So we changed our low maps. We added weight to the car. We peeled primary off. We were clocking 8:22.60 foots when we were setting those numbers. And I don't know if you saw on that Q4, it flickered probably 15 times. I wasn't going to let it budge an inch. It finally settled. So you couldn't have gotten any shallower. We had 8:44. Right now when we ran that 78 and kicking the belt off, and we slowed it down from the time we hit the track all the way down just to be able to prepare for tomorrow when it's greasy, not greasy, but when it's not Throwdown. So, and Todd and Joe, they amaze me every single day of what they're able to do, and I couldn't ask for a better crew.
How tough is it mentally when you're a home run hitter to back down to just laying down a bun or getting a base hit?
I do have to tell myself when I'm inside the car and we're pulling up and I'm watching cars go down, I go, it's going to seem like slower motion, because when your mind is at a 60-something pace and I know we're going to run a mid to high 70, the boxes come up slower. I'm able to react quicker to the car, faster, because my mind has been conditioned for a quicker ET. So I would say it's not a challenge when you're going slower, it's more of an advantage because things are a little bit more in slow motion.
Wonderful. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.